AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Now on the calendar, debates for June 27th and September 10th for President Biden and former President Donald Trump. CBS's Skylar Henry in Washington.
The debates are not expected to include a live audience, and the Biden campaign wants moderators to be able to cut the mic to limit interruptions.
We can do it in a manner where the rules are enforceable and that the American people have the opportunity to actually hear from the candidates before they cast their ballots.
I am. Come on.
Later in the day, President Biden was asked if he's looking forward to the debates, first of which will be the earliest in modern American history. It will take place before he and Trump have formally accepted their party's nominations at this summer's Democratic and Republican conventions.
The U.S. Supreme Court orders Louisiana to hold congressional elections in 2024 using a House map with a second mostly black district. WWL's Chris Miller says this is not the final word.
The ruling is just to give Louisiana elections officials enough time to set up for this fall's elections, but the larger issue of whether there should be two majority black congressional districts is yet to be decided, says Loyola University New Orleans law professor Dane Cialino.
This is not a final definitive ruling on whether Louisiana is going to have two majority black districts.
New districts were drawn up after another federal court ruling found that Louisiana, which is one-third black, violated the Voting Rights Act by creating five majority white districts and just one majority black district. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
An accident in Galveston, Texas, involves a barge, a bridge, and oil spilling into surrounding waters. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry.
A barge broke loose from a tug and drifted and crashed into the rail side of a rail vehicular bridge. Unfortunately, that bridge is supported both sides by the same structures.
No injuries reported. Pelican Island is home to Texas A&M University at Galveston, a large shipyard and industrial facilities. Investigators probing the March collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore say in a preliminary report the cargo ship Dolly experienced an electrical blackout about 10 hours before leaving the port of Baltimore and again shortly before it slammed into the bridge and killed six construction workers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CBS News.
There are ways to make our bridges more resilient and, of course, ways to make sure an impact like this can be prevented in the first place.
The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ end at record. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on why.
The core inflation rate, which excludes food and energy, rose by 3.6% from a year ago. That's the lowest level since April of 2021.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state Senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers clobber the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The ball game started out tight. Pirates with a 1-0 lead. Sal Frelick comes to the plate, lays down a bunt.
Got a guy on first, and obviously the score was, we hadn't scored yet. So I thought,
Him falling off the base there to third would be a good opportunity for me to try to get on base there, and I thought that was the best play there, and I'm glad it worked out.
Later, Frelick would be one of five Brewers with home runs today. Churio, 441 feet. Ortiz, Contreras, Sanchez. Final score, the Brewers 10, the Pirates 2. Brewers manager, Pat Murphy.
I like this team a lot. I just love the guys. You know, I don't know how good we are, but I'm not worried about comparing us. I'm just worried about guys are not coasting.
Next, the Brewers head on a three-city road trip, their longest of the season. NFL schedules coming out. The Packers learning they're playing on Thanksgiving for a second year in a row. This time, though, in Green Bay in prime time against the Miami Dolphins. From AmFam Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, upper 40s here in the overnight. There may be one or two showers as we get closer to sunrise. The better chance of showers and storms will be during the day Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies, gusty winds at times, highs reaching the middle 60s. Right now it's 58.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good catches up with a key lawmaker from the Fox Valley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. We're going to have Congressman Mark Pocan with us in just a moment. If you want to get in line to speak with him, the call-in number is 202-808-9925 for an hour-long National Progressive Town Hall meeting, Middays with Mark. Also in the second hour of our program today, Bribery Unleashed, the Supreme Court's wealth-driven corruption crisis. Two new crimes committed by Donald Trump unmasked. How many investigations and trials will Trump have before enough is enough? And should Biden debate Trump, or is this just wrestling with a pig, you know, where the pig enjoys it and you just get all muddy? In the third hour of our program, is the GOP planning to outlaw divorce? And whatever happened to members of Congress respecting the courts and the law? And we have a guest in the third hour. Shashila Jayapal is going to drop by. She's running for Congress here in the 3rd District of Oregon. Some very weird stuff going on in this race right here in, you know, a seat currently held by my congressman, Representative Earl Blumenauer. So that's what's coming up on the program today. But first, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, Middays with Mark, in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website, pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Glad to be here. You know, this is just another week that, bluntly, the Republicans don't have a lot of meaningful legislation, but we're in Washington. I think the dysfunction continues, even though Marjorie Taylor Greene failed miserably last week on her effort to scare the speaker. You know, the same rules are in place that allowed her to create the dysfunction that we've had for a few weeks, and I think that's going to continue. So really, honestly, I look towards November when we can change the faces of the House of Representatives in a way that can actually get legislation done that helps people again. And but in the meantime, I'm here in Washington, ready for whatever craziness they put in front of us.
Yeah, I totally get it. Apropos of that whole Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong or fill in the nuance here that I suspect I'm missing. Was that basically the Democrats said, we'll step in and defend you against Marjorie Taylor Greene and, you know, a handful of wackadoodles in exchange for your facilitating aid to Ukraine. He kept up his side of the deal. Ukraine got the aid, or they're in the process of getting it, although because it was delayed for a year and a half, they're being hurt really badly by Russia right now. Many people are dying as a result of this Republican obstruction. But going forward, I mean, Johnson just showed up in New York at Trump's trial. Trump, one of the reporters, looked over Trump's shoulder. He's sitting right behind him, and he could see Trump actually marking up the notes that Mike Johnson was going to use to when he went out to speak. And he went out and he broke the gag order. I mean, Mike Johnson is behaving pretty reprehensibly. If he gets challenged again by Marjorie Taylor Greene or some other, you know, Gosar or one of these other crazies, will the Democrats defend him again?
Well, first of all, I don't think there was a specific deal. I think what happened is, as we were trying to get the vote for Ukraine on the floor, I think a number in leadership, including Hakeem Jeffries, said, you know, if this is what's going to hold them up, I think there are Democrats who are going to vote to protect. And that's what we had some people already saying, that if the vote was allowed, they would protect the speaker for that incidents only. Mm-hmm. And it was very clear that that was the little we did talk about it, because don't forget, Marjorie said she wasn't doing it. And then, of course, did it. So we didn't really have a group family conversation about it. You know, my position has always been either you side with the extremist white Christian nationalist Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's pulling the vote, or you side with the extremist homophobic Christian nationalist Mike Johnson. Look, I mean, it's not a choice, right? Yeah. This is their problem. They're side fighting with the rules that they put in place. I voted present, and I think if we would have had a conversation, I would have recommended more people do that. But it is very clear that this was a one-time only by the people who did say that they were going to vote to support the speaker to keep him in place for doing the Ukraine vote. But there's no guarantees going forward. This is not any vote of confidence in Mike Johnson. It was more, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Mike Johnson? Man, I choose right. neither.
It's like, do you want to take strychnine or do you want to take arsenic?
Yeah, exactly.
Good choice.
Yes.
You know, Marjorie, you know, the mainstream news take on this whole thing was that Greene got basically humiliated and that she has lost an awful lot of her political power. That seems like a pretty sudden turnaround to me. I'm wondering if you think she's going to try this again, or is this basically dead for the rest of the year, this issue of, you know, pulling Mike Johnson out of the speakership?
Here's the reality. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for all practical purposes, speaks for the Republican Party nationally, right? She's the most known Republican in the House of Representatives. She does what Donald Trump wants her to do, and she is out there doing that advocacy. What they realize is that when you do polling, America knows that she's a buffoon and she is not very popular. And I think what they are trying to do, bluntly, is trying to say, oh, no, Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't really run the party. Is that okay with you, Marjorie? really doing that, right? So I'm not falling for this for a second.
Yeah.
I know that when Marjorie says jump, a majority of members in that caucus say, how high, how fast? They are responding to what she's saying. And she is the face, for every real reason, of the Republican Party. I just think they realize that face is costing them. And Tom, I did see some polling last week, and actually by about a 5 or 6 point margin, people get it. And we are in a better place as House Democrats when you've got a majority is this tight. I understand why they're trying to, at least for show, throw her under the bus, because right. They're paying a price.
So do you think she's going to try it again? And if she does, is there even a remote chance Hakeem Jeffries could end up as speaker before the election?
No. I mean, you know, everything they do is all, like, you know, she just loves the camera. And this
it's
is
performance art.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I told a reporter who asked me a question. And I go, why do you guys cover this? Is like flies on poop. You know, like you guys are all like, whenever she comes out, everyone comes and just listens to her. But I think the good part is she is the face and the spokesperson for the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. So every time someone's voting for a Republican in the House of Representatives, it's really they're empowering Marjorie Taylor Greene, not their own member, not Mike Johnson. And I'm fine if that's what people want to continue to see every time she gets up there and says something stupid.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Anything else you want to mention, or shall we go to the calls?
Let's do calls.
All righty. Yeah. David in San Francisco, you are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Congressman, you know, America was founded on taxation with representation. And for the last number of months, the right wing have been ranting against diversity, equity, and inclusion. all of which are taxation with representation. So I've called before and talked about how the rise of the corporate state, who don't want taxation with representation. They want representation without taxation. So just wondering if you've looked at this as a talking point.
I'm not sure if I fully understand the question, David. I got to admit, I'm sorry.
Well, diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, that's a part of the Biden administration, making sure that our taxes get spread out, that people have equity in the job fields, equity throughout the use of the commons, and that the right wing, especially right wing radio, are ranting about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it is taxation with representation.
Okay. Yeah. So let's David, what it is the personification of the racism of the modern Republican Party. You know, at one point I wanted to think it was like 30% of the Republican Party was motivated by this. It's a majority of the Republican Party, unfortunately, is motivated by a changing demographic in this country, and they're afraid of white males not still being in charge. Unfortunately, diversity, equity, inclusion, and fights around a number of other issues that we have are really latent racist arguments, and that's why we need to fight back.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Mark Pocan, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. It's 15 minutes past the hour. You can find Congressman Pocan's website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we will be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Middays with Mark. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local civic media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all just hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it expires quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Middays with Mark. David in Sarasota, Florida, listening on WMNF. David, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call. Representative Pocan, I was wondering if you would either write or sponsor a bill that would give free prescription drugs to any discharged veteran upon their age that they reach Medicare.
I'll tell you, David, I would rather deal with this in a much more holistic way for everyone. We pay the most for drugs of anyone in the world, and it's largely because of lobbyists, corporate lobbyists. Of those 15,000 lobbyists in Washington, 10% are big pharma. There's a reason why we pay more for drugs than anyone. I know, it's amazing, Tom. Yet, this is the first time I've ever seen an administration go after big pharma, negotiating for drug prices for people on Medicare, which will have ripple effects for people not on Medicare. But we need to be much more aggressive. Again, this morning, the chair of the FTC, Chair Khan, we have shortages on chemo drugs right now, Tom. And again, it's part of industry and profits that we need to really break that down. So I don't want to fix prescription drugs for some people. I want to fix them for all people. And the way we do that is you take on big pharma. And Joe Biden has been willing to where other people haven't.
Matt in East Jordan, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Perfect weather day here in Charlevoix.
Oh, wonderful.
Just for your information. Just beautiful. Congressman, how come I just don't hear Democratic politicians yelling and screaming or, frankly, making any noise about credit card rates? I mean, we just accept 20 to 30% credit card rates as normal. And that's my simple question.
Apparently, they're up to 39% now, Congressman.
Yeah, and you know, I think there was an effort moving to kind of deal with some of the credit card issues in the Senate, but I think, as Tom mentioned just a little while ago, that effort may be a bit derailed, and part of that's the Senate rules, right? If it's not a fiscal bill, it's not a simple majority. It takes 60 votes, and you know, when you look at a few of the Dems like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, you can tell why some of those things don't get done. The industry does quite well. But I do know there are people talking about it, and certainly Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders in the Senate, among others, have been quite vocal.
Mark in Portland, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Oh, hi. So I'm wondering, are there any billboards up in Wisconsin that show the Biden administration's usage of the infrastructure bill, saying this highway is part of the infrastructure bill by the Biden administration? I mean, is there any of this, you know, type of recognition of what these bills? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there should be in every state, right? But I'm wondering, is there anything in Wisconsin that's even saying that?
Yeah, I'm not sure about billboards. They do put signage up. That was something on every project they're doing. But I got to tell you, I saw some polling last week, Tom. It was interesting and a little depressing at first, but it gets much better. You know, and you look at the top issues for people, infrastructure is like number six. Abortion was like number five. Honestly, it's the cost of living. And the fact that we are being price gouged by big oil, and we have an oil exec who is trying to, you know, collude that we can actually point to, the price that the consolidation in the food industry is so rampant that their profits are higher than ever and has nothing to do with actual inflation. It's just them ripping us off on top of things that the president has been able to work on and Democrats have been able to work on, like lowering insulin to $35, capping out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs on Medicare, going after Big Pharma by negotiating for drug prices, going after some of the energy costs. There's a lot out there that we are seeing as corporate greed right now. And I think, you know, the president's done a lot in this area. There's more we need to do. And we should be talking about that a lot more often, because as much as we've done the infrastructure, there's polls showing some people think they're giving Trump credit and he didn't even do this. He wasn't around for it. I think we need to address what people are talking about the most, and that's the cost of living.
Is there a concern that going after these big corporations might just cause them to pour even more money into the campaigns of Trump and his Republican allies?
You know, they're going to have money, and bluntly, the Biden campaign's doing pretty well with money right now. I think you have to go where people are at, and right now people are feeling it in their wallets, and it is price gouging. If you don't call it that, then, you know, we could lose, right, to
yeah.
Someone who will pass another giant tax cut to the wealthiest like he did before, and then that money only benefits the people who are ripping us off.
Yeah, totally get it. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman program. We're live. It's Wednesday. It's 27 minutes past the hour. You can find Congressman Pocan's website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And we will be back on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
He represents Wisconsin in the U.S. House, and he is the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Stay tuned. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to two campaign debates on June 27th, hosted by CNN, and September 10th on ABC. Correspondent Major Garrett.
To counteract the perception that the president is too old and lacks the vigor to carry on a presidential debate and to sort of break him out of the conventional mode that Joe Biden has been in for most of his political life.
A barge hit a bridge Wednesday morning in Galveston, Texas, that connected the city to Pelican Island. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry.
Big chunks of that bridge fell onto the bow of the barge, where some remain now.
The Supreme Court has ruled Louisiana will have two majority black congressional districts in the upcoming elections, blocking a lower court ruling. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The court's three liberal justices dissented, indicating the case was not too close to the election, and the justices should have let the proceedings below play out.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override nine of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call Tuesday's session an election year gimmick. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Need a new movie to watch? Here's a Schwabimendation. Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, you might like The Iron Claw, a heartfelt story based on true events involving the Von Erich family. The film received some consideration during Oscar nomination season last year. Zac Efron gives a really good performance as Kevin Von Erich, the soft-spoken second-oldest son who lost all four of his brothers, three to suicide. The brothers were all wrestlers who were pushed into the field from their domineering wrestler father. The Iron Claw is available to stream on Max. Reese Witherspoon will produce a prequel series to Legally Blonde. Elle, based on Witherspoon's character Elle Woods from the movie, will be set during Woods' high school years. Entertainment Weekly says Witherspoon's company Hello Sunshine and Amazon Prime will co-produce. A third installment of the movie franchise has been rumored for the last few years now with Mindy Kaling mentioned as the potential writer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, upper 40s here in the overnight. There may be one or two showers as we get closer to sunrise. The better chance of showers and storms will be during the day Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies, gusty winds at times, highs reaching the middle 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports balls with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Senator Schumer, Senator Booker, and Senator Wyden have reintroduced the CAOA, which is the Cannabis Administration Opportunity Act. And I want people to know that in year five, if this was to pass and be legalized and the bill would go through, people like myself, and I'm a medical patient, I had a traumatic brain injury, Tom, and I suffer from fibromyalgia. So I have chronic pain all over my body, and I deal with horrible headaches. Cannabis was the only thing that has ever helped me.
Wow.
And the bill that Senator Schumer is proposing in year five, the excess tax would be 25%. The MORE Act in the House, sponsored by Jerry Nadler, and which has a support from over 150 advocacy groups, including the ACLU and NORML, the highest the tax would be in year five under Nadler's bill is 8%. And I just want to understand what is going on with the differencing in the House and the Senate. And there's no way anyone that I know could support a bill where I would have to pay 25% excess tax.
This is a federal sales tax, essentially, on pot. Thank you, Justin.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Congressman.
Yeah, Justin, given that we just are in the process of taking marijuana off Schedule One, treating it like heroin, tells me and should tell everyone that, you know, we don't move fast when it comes to marijuana legislation. We still have the issue of banking. We're trying to get, 18 states have legal marijuana businesses, another about that many more of medical marijuana, and we still can't put your money in a bank. Don't worry about individual parts of the bill that aren't moving yet. When something moves, and unfortunately this isn't moving very fast, Justin, the debate will really happen. And I agree with you, you don't want to have a 20%, 25% tax. That's excessive. But we do have taxes on things like alcohol and cigarettes and other things. And I do assume that it's going to be something that will be discussed should it ever get to that point. But it is unfortunately, and I do mean very unfortunately, a far way off from, getting to the point of being a legal product that's taxed by the federal government.
Jamie in Elgin, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Senator or Congressman. I just was wondering, my father, who is an avid Fox listener, brought to my attention that his internet bill was going to go up because the Affordable Connectivity Program ran out of money, and in his mind, he is blaming Biden for that. And I'd like to come back to him with some sort of response as to what is going on with that and whose fault it is. If you can shed some light on it.
Jamie, no, thank you for that. I mean, it's because of Joe Biden during COVID that we have that in place, right? That saved people about $30 a month, which is a lot of money, and it helped a lot of people. And right now, we can't get congressional Republicans to move forward on it. So it's super easy and obvious. The problem is, I think this morning, I forgot the number, but it was like a scary number of people, Tom, who think that because of Joe Biden, Roe versus Wade got overturned. There's another poll showing people think that Trump did the infrastructure bill, not Joe Biden. Fox is going to be Fox, right? And Newsmax and the rest are going to be even worse. I think the best you can really do, Jamie, is explain this is something that Joe Biden did. We funded all through COVID. And right now it is Congress that isn't funding it. And you should be able to Google that and find an article to show him. I think your difficulty may be he's not going to trust news sources that aren't Fox. And Jamie, I don't have an answer for that other than, you know, maybe figure out how to show him how to change the dial once in a while.
Yeah, change the child lock channel and lock out Fox on his TV. Lowell in Salem, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. This is a question in related to stocks and holding corporate criminals accountable. Now, if I have an airplane and I have 100 seats and I sell 220 seats, that airline can get held accountable. Now, GameStop, they sold 220% of the short contracts on the stocks. Now, how is it that no one has been held accountable for this complete and outright fraud?
And I wonder if they're doing the same thing with Trump's social media company.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of these agencies don't do it in the public and they do move slowly. So I can't say definitively, Lowell, that someone's not looking at this. I just think, you know, by the time we find out about it, it's usually because there's an action. But I can't speak definitively to the fact that no one's looking at it.
Richard in New York City, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. I was wondering, you know, further to your opening discussion about Marjorie Taylor Greene's challenging Speaker Johnson's position. I had a thought that if that happened again, do you think it would be feasible and advisable for Democrats to try and use that as an opportunity to get him to bring the bipartisan immigration bill that passed the Senate to the floor of the House for a vote if they wanted them to save him again?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, there's no way that would ever happen. Look, you saw yesterday Mike Johnson grovel and have to show up behind, you know, Donald Trump and do all of that he did. They're not going to do anything that Papa Trump doesn't want. And Donald Trump is not ever going to allow that to happen. Look, this is an internal problem they have where they like to fight, and they can have all those public fights they want to because it shows how dysfunctional and unable they are to lead. But at the end of the day, you know, logic would say some of these things, but this is the current Republican Party under the cult leadership of Donald Trump with Marjorie Taylor Greene often pulling the strings. Do not expect anything constructive to happen.
Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, gentlemen. You made the statement before the break talking about how the food industry is gouging America, which I agree with completely. And I'd like to tie that in with illegal immigration. A fresh way to look at illegal immigration is de facto deregulated labor market. Wages are driven down. And if we look at that industry top to bottom, the production end of it, it's all illegal immigrants, and anybody with half a brain knows it. You know, and, you know, four private companies control like 80% of the beef market, which is crazy. Now, I would like to know how we stop the deregulated labor market, and why don't Democrats to fight MAGA for the election decide to start enforcing employment laws against all the food producers? They're clearly violating them. And I would also go to all the nice, big, expensive country clubs in red state America and start arresting those people for hiring illegal immigrants. Why don't we pursue the criminal employers? Tell me that.
Yeah, no, that's always been part of the talking points we put out there when we talk about this, because clearly, you know, we hear from business, we hear from agriculture, we hear from all these industries that want us to fix the immigration system. The problem is this is a politicized issue based on racism for Donald Trump and Republicans and MAGA, and they're not going to budge to anything that's logical. And you'd think then that maybe big business would say, well, look, this is something that, you know, hurts us negatively, therefore we'll go Democratic. Of course not, because they know that Donald Trump will pass another giant tax break like the last one, where 83% of the money went to the top 1%. And they will never speak out against that. So, unfortunately, the single best way we can deal with this is to have a Democratic House, Senate, and President to try to be able to move some of this forward. But look, Donald Trump, when he said we're not going to do anything because he needs it as an election issue, he's trying to, you know, demonize folks right now with this issue. I don't see any change.
But why isn't the, you know, I remember when Donald Trump arrested a bunch of Indian immigrants who were running 7-Elevens because they were hiring, you know, friends and relatives who were not here legally, and some, you know, south of the border folks who were not here legally. And, you know, he made a big deal about that. Of course, they were all brown-skinned people that he arrested. But, you know, he did it. Why isn't the Biden administration busting some of these big, you know, millionaire white executives for hiring people who are not here legally?
My guess, and this is totally a guess, Tom, is that once you do this, they're going to have to start arresting all the people who work for places, and then you're going to start having the ripple effects of, you know, states like Florida and Texas then just going out and doing this to people and deporting people. And I think this is part of what, you know, why we need to fix this issue. You can't just have it done by partisan governors or partisan elected officials. We need to deal with this issue.
And do it right or don't do it at all. I get it.
I think so. I think my gut tells me that.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. I also thought that when Reagan, you know, his part of his reform in 86, I think it was to eliminate basically the criminal penalties or make it much harder to enforce the criminal penalties for hiring people illegally. But I could be wrong on that. I need to look it up. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back in just a moment with more of your calls for Representative Mark Pocan.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about raising kids to be smart about money. First, start with showing more than telling. Invite your kid to sit in on your budgeting process or whatever you do when you go over your bills. Second, try to make money normal. You know, talk them through your household expenses, your financial goals, answer questions they have honestly. Now, you don't have to do this every single month, but including them 3 or 4 times a year can really help kids get that, you know, talking about money is normal, having a process about it is normal, and that budgeting is a great tool for managing money. And third, tell them about 1 or 2 of your own money mistakes and what you learned from it. You know, we're all human. We're all gonna make mistakes, and learning to get back on that money horse after you fall off, man, that's probably one of the best things we can help our kids learn. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Until next time, take good care.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Health Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. So find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets.com and use the code THOM, TOM, THOM. That's GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM, to get your free 30-day supply and 15% off. GetSuperBeets.com, code TOM. Back with Congressman Mark Pocan answering your calls. Marty in Wixom, Michigan, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello, Tom and Congressman. I'm very concerned that deep fake artificial intelligence videos could really be a problem in the coming election. So I'm wondering, couldn't Congress pass legislation requiring that any AI-constructed video that makes reference to or purports to show any political candidate contain a clear, visible watermark to disclose that it was made with AI technology?
Yes, Marty. I mean, the simple answer is yes, we could. I think the bigger question is, will it happen? I think it's probably unlikely. I just saw the news accounts today on what you're talking about, that it looks like it's happened in previous elections by perhaps even foreign entities or even foreign governments. I just think when it comes to AI, Congress is not quite ready to tackle this, and that's not a great thing to say, but I think it's still a little bit we're not ready structurally to deal with it, especially in this Congress.
Carl in Elgin, Illinois, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, several minutes ago, you were talking about the Fox News promoting all kinds of lies and everything. Where does the FCC stand on this? At one point in my life, I was an amateur radio operator, and boy, the FCC was down on us like, a couple things. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, why doesn't the FCC do something about false advertising and lies?
Hey, Carl, let me tip my hat to you. I am also a ham radio operator. Congressman?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Carl, I think I have the FCC, I'm not trying to be rude as I look at my calendar, coming before me on a committee very, very soon. If not this week, it's next week. And I will try to ask that question because it comes up a lot. And, you know, I think we've lost some of our control over that. And I don't see where it's on the calendar, but I will look into this.
Yeah, I think because it's on cable rather than over the air, there's a lack of regulatory power. But there are some over the air stations that carry Fox News. So they're obscure, but they're out there. So yeah. I don't know, FYI. Matthew in Orlando, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman, thank you for supporting us and our efforts.
The question's a little bit of a follow-up. It's about the big lie strategy in general and how I just recently was a victim of it when Trump said that he had 100,000 supporters in New Jersey. I took a quick glance at the pictures. I says, geez, look at that. He's got a bunch of people. And I just stayed in a state of fog for the next 2 or 3 days until finally it was debunked. And it was a big lie. And I go, oh, my God, if they timed this.
Yeah, it was a picture from a concert in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah. So, like, if they do a well-structured big lie right before election time and say, look, we've got all these fake BS things put together that's going to take weeks to debunk, and they're just going to blow an absolute super lie at the entire American people enough so that they'll vote on it, and it's going to take a week to figure it out. Next thing you know, they've cheated, they've lied, they've stealed, and they bullied their way into another election. This process of turning lies into money and money into lies has to stop.
Yeah, I hear you, Matthew. October surprise, I think, is generally what we call that. Mm-hmm. I think the good news, at least to give you a little bit of comfort, is, you know, the way media works right now, you're not going to have to wait a week for something to get debunked. Everything is immediate, 24/7, nonstop social media. But, you know, they will do lots of things. You know, Fox, I'm sure on that says, oh, we accidentally put the wrong picture up. We just misidentified it, you know, but it's for his ego. We all have to be ready and vigilant. And make sure that we are communicating with our friends. I also heard some very interesting stuff, Tom, that a lot of the way information is shared now is by friends through DMs to others on social media. Mm-hmm. And I think we just have to be ready for it. If that's the way that information is being conveyed, we need to individually each take that on. And that way we're able to all participate in helping get the right information out.
There you go. Anita in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. We just have a minute and a half, Anita. You got a quick one for Congressman Pocan?
Yes. Hello, Representative Pocan. We're so happy that you are our representative in Wisconsin.
Thank you.
I'm calling for Don and Anita Nelson. We're family farmers, Norwegian, by the way, and we're just east of Wisconsin Dells. And I have to tell you, there are some farmers. They aren't all in the water park. I'm concerned about the two-year colleges in Wisconsin particularly. I feel they're important. They're important for the students. They're important for the community. And there are many young people who cannot afford to go down to Madison.
Right. Anita, we're running out of time, so let's get Congressman Pocan's response to you.
College.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Anita's talking specifically up in a county near her. They keep jeopardizing a two-year campus that's part of the UW system, the Republicans in the legislature. But you just remember, Joe Biden, you know, community college and 2 years school, he wanted to do for free as part of Build Back Better. He does support those institutions. And I think should we be able to reelect the president, have Democratic majorities, we can certainly move forward on that in a positive way, Anita.
That's good. Final thoughts for the week coming up?
Congress isn't doing a whole lot, Tom. I'll be blunt. At least useful. It's all about November. You know, so much is depending on what happens. And I think, you know, from some things I've learned, I really think each of us can do so much by talking to our friends. We just have to do that between now and November.
Yeah, there you go. Become a one-person media machine, I guess.
Exactly.
Thank you, Congressman, so much for dropping by today. It's always great having you with us.
Of course. Thank you. Take care.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Bribery unleashed, the Supreme Court, and the new crimes committed by Trump. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.